John chapter 12, verse 1. And then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Verse 9, much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. And on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth and met him, to meet him, and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, set thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. And the people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for they heard that he had done this miracle. As we look at this morning, and we can see the marvelous grace of God, and we celebrate this Sunday as Palm Sunday. It's the Sunday before the Passover, amen? And we look at this and we see it, and we see the Lord and where He comes to in His ministry. And we just wonder where we're at today in ours. As we look at the Word of God and we see the Word of God, I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, in just a few minutes, on this thought, an offering that had never been offered. An offering that had never been offered. As we see this in verse 1 of John 12, we see that Jesus, 6 days, now the Bible tells us specifically through the Holy Spirit, it was 6 days before the Passover, he came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Now you just got to imagine this. It would spike people's curiosity to know that Lazarus, the one who is dead and been risen from dead, was sitting there in Bethany, praise God, and that the Lord was going to be with him. And said there they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus, one of them that sat at the table with him. Amen. Because could you see this today as God begins to move in this, and we see the power of God as God begins to manifest himself and to show himself how great he is, what God he is, that he could raise one from the, even though he had been dead. Amen. You said, preacher, what a miracle that was. Hey, listen, I'm one of those miracles. One day I was dead in my trespasses and sins. One day I was lost without God. Didn't know I needed him, but glory be to God. I'm glad that he come to where I was and he saved me by his marvelous grace. You said, what did you have to do? I just put my faith and my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. What he done for me on Calvary, praise God. And now I have victory over death and the grave. I don't have to worry about it no more. I have a blessed hope, and I hope you do also. Amen. But we can see God. The Bible says it was 6 days before the Passover. Now the Jews were there, the Pharisees, the chief priests, and they consulted with one another that they would put Lazarus to death. Now this fellow done been dead once, and Jesus raised him from the dead, and they wanting to kill him again. I want to say there's a lot of folks in the world today would like to kill us religiously. They'd like to take away our God that we serve. They'd like to do away totally with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, they'll let you mention God because there's lots of gods. But when you want to mention the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, magnify His name, uplift His name, they'll part ways with you. Amen. But I'm glad that there's a Heavenly Father that sent His Son, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth for me and you. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for that, ain't you? But we see here in verse 12 and said, on the next day. Now we see this makes it 5 days before the Passover. Amen. This was 5 days, Brother Rick, before they would be looking at and preparing the Passover lamb. Amen. So we see this if we take it in context, we see what's taking place here, that God Almighty was sending for the Passover, the perfect Passover lamb. which is Christ Jesus our Lord, the only one that can shed His blood and take away the sins of the world. Amen. Those little lambs couldn't do it. All they could do is push it back for just a little while. Could push back that sin, that curse of sin. But praise God, Jesus came to, glory to God, to do away with sin, to take sin out of the way and give us an opportunity to be a child of the King. Amen. Well, what a blessing it is. Amen. The offering that we'd never been offered before, we have offered here in this text. We see as He comes the next day, that fifth day, 5 days before the Passover. And the Bible says that they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet Him. Now these branches of palm trees, they speak of triumph. Amen. Jesus come into town. He come in as a triumph. Amen. He come in as a victor. Praise God. Hey, if they had followed after Him, they could have been winners. I'm glad today, praise God, that we can follow after Lord Jesus Christ and we become winners. Glory to God.
Yeah, amen.
But these palms also represent a sacrifice. Amen. They represent a sacrifice that was given. They represent sacrifice that is given. Amen. Not only by the Lord Jesus Christ, but by you and I, those that follow after Him and accept what's taking place, what He's doing in this time that we see right here in this triumphant victory, praise God, as He marches into Jerusalem, praise God, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. To become that we need Him to be in our lives, praise God. Amen. And but they said they took palm trees and went forth to meet Him, crying, Hosanna. Amen. That word so Hosanna means to save now. They've said, Lord, it's time. Glad to see you. Good to see you. Praise God. Save us, Lord, and save us now. Amen. Hey, praise God. I would to God, that we would get into a mindset that we'd all holler, Hosanna, Hosanna, that God might save us all now. Amen. Amen. That God would set us on fire right now. That God would fill us full right now. Give us that's overflowing in our heart right now, praise God. So that we could be live and well and a vessel unto Himself, praise God. And we'd holler, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us now, Lord. Amen. Save our people. Save our children. Save our young and save our neighbors. Save our communities. Save our churches. Save our country. Save our nation. Save our people, God. Save them now, Lord. Amen. I wonder if God's people are called by His name would humble Himself and pray and seek His face and turn from our evil way. Amen. God said we'd hear from heaven and He'd heal our land. Amen. If we'd cry out mightily, praise God, from the depths of our soul, Hosanna, Hosanna. Amen. Amen. And do it from our heart. See, a lot of these people were hollering, Hosanna, Hosanna. Amen. Today. And just a few days later, they'd be crying, crucifying, crucifying. Yeah. I wonder how many times we holler, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then before you know it, we're praying, screaming out, crucifying, crucifying, put Him to death. Get Him out of my way. And I want to say, pray God, you better be glad God stays in your way. God ever gets out of your way, praise God, you're in for a heap of trouble. Amen, praise God, because we can't do nothing without Him. Jesus said so Himself, but praise God, I'm glad we can do all things with Him through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. He gives us the power and the motivation, praise God, to realize that He is a God of heaven and He's there to help each one of us.
Amen,
amen. As this time a year comes around, we begin to see, amen, we begin to celebrate the Easter season when we celebrate a risen Savior. Amen. I want to say I'm serving a Savior day that's not dead. He's alive. And He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and I, to give us that strength and that help, the power that we need. Amen. Praise God. They begin to proclaim. I said, blessed is the King of Israel. Amen. I'll say, praise God, there's a King today and He ought to be the King of our lives. He ought to be King Jesus in our hearts. Praise God. They said, blessed is the King of Israel. They was owning Him as King, but in just a few days they'd be saying, crucify. Hosanna, Hosanna, the King of Israel, crucifying, crucifying. Do you know what that tells me? I got to thinking about that. That tells us how fickle our minds are. How fleeting our faith is. How easy it is for us to be dissuaded and turned to our own selves. Man, that's afraid of what they might have to give up. Hello? Reason people won't serve the Lord because they're afraid of what they'll have to give up. Amen. The vile things of this world that we do, we think we're having fun. Praise God, I'll tell you where I have my most fun is right here. Amen. Down at the house of God, preaching the Word of God, singing the songs of Zion. Amen. Hearing the Word of God, seeing God's people excited about what's going on in their lives. Amen. The changes that God's making. But they said, blessed is the King of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. They were proclaiming Him as their King. And they said, and that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now here they were saying that they was witnessing that He was a representative of Jehovah. Amen. That the Lord Jesus Christ, He was the very representative of God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. It's amazing how people will say that. They'll say they believe that, but they don't live like they do. Amen. Praise God. They was something happened. Praise God. They was an offer that had never been given. That was being given here. And they said, you know what? Praise the Lord for it. But in just a little while, it was fleeting. It was gone. But I want to say, I have a Savior today that abides with me forever. Amen. Amen. I receive Him. I offer up my palms. I offer up my sacrifice. I offer up myself unto Him so that He can become the Lord of my life. But they crowned Him as, they said, Hosanna, Hosanna. They crowned Him as King. They proclaimed Him as the gift of Messiah, of Jehovah. Amen. That God had sent Him for me and you. Praise God. But you notice what takes place. The disciples, the Lord had told them so many times what was going to happen. The Lord informed them on the way these things had played out. The Old Testament for decades had been showing them and leading them and directing them and bringing them up in a place to show them the direction that they needed to go. But they was seeking an own direction. They were seeking their own way. Kind of like today. Everybody's a looking for their own way in. Went to a service yesterday and they went to John chapter 14, went through down there. I said, you believe in God? Believe all. The Lord said, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I shall come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you shall be also. Amen. But then they left. But then whenever they asked the question, said, we know not whether they go, how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. They left that part out. They skipped it. I want to say, there's no other way to get to heaven but my Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life. Realize He came, He lived, He died for you on the cross of Calvary. And glory be to God, He rose again, praise God, victorious over death.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, because He did, we can. I don't have to stay dead. You don't have to stay dead. Praise God, we can live life. Praise God, live our life in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible said that these disciples, now I preached a message on here a few years ago on verse 16 about when it's too late. They begin to see what had taken place, but they begin to remember after the crucifixion. They were getting to remember things when it's too late. I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, we'll begin to remember things when it's too late. I'm afraid there's a lot of people who slip off into hell and they'll remember that Jesus Christ offered them salvation, but it's going to be too late. He offered to be their King, praise God. He offered to be their Lord and their Savior, but they waited. It was till it was too late. It come to our remembrance. They prayed, you know why we don't remember? Because we don't want to. It's so flesh don't want to remember that God is good and God's gracious. He's merciful. He's kind. He's loving. He wants to help us. He wants to save us, praise God, and deliver us and give us that blessed hope that comes from the throne of grace. He wants to minister to Him. Amen. God's Word was made complete that we see it fulfilled right here. That Jesus come to be the deliverer of the Jew, praise God. He said these things understood not His disciples at the first. They didn't understand it. Amen. At the first, even though they had been told, they didn't understand. They remembered. But then they remembered what was written. I'm going to say, praise God, this blessed old book, those words that's written in this, they're keepers. Amen. These words that's written, this blessed old King James Bible, praise God, they're words of life, praise God. They're words of life that we can have, amen, to know God in the newness of His life, the newness of salvation, the newness of repentance, the newness, praise God, of life that He gives. Amen. He's offering it up. But they didn't remember at first. And when they did begin to remember, what they remembered what was written and what was written to them. But see what happened? They remembered when it was too late. All these things had done transpired, but they finally realized, praise God, that what was happening before their eyes is the Word of God. I want to say today, in the hour that we're living, we're seeing the Word of God being fulfilled right before our eyes. We're seeing that little nation of Israel being regathered. Amen. Over there in that little old nation of people, thousands and thousands coming, and they're building homes left and right. They just got re-elected Benjamin Netanyahu, and he said that he would reestablish the sovereign borders of Israel. Amen. That's the land that God had given to that nation. It's Gaza and all those places and all these other people that the Arabs claim, but they don't belong to them, praise God. You know who they belong to? Now they don't belong to Israel. They belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. And we're seeing right before our eyes, it's written in the Word of God in Ezekiel and Isaiah, praise God, the things that's unfolding before our eyes. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? We're seeing the very end, praise God. It's been written, it's been declared, and me, you and I are able to see it this morning. Amen. It's never been this way before. Amen. The Jew, the people of Israel, they've never been in this position before ever. Amen. Where God's are calling them in and they're gathering in, praise God. Don't even realize why. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I had a spell like that myself. Back in 1976, praise God. God was a calling me in. I didn't even understand why. I didn't know why He loved somebody like me. But He was calling me into His family. Amen. Beckoning me to come unto Him. Amen. Reaching down to where I was and saved me, praise God, by His marvelous hand. He brought me out. I'm glad I didn't wait too late. Ain't you? I'm glad I didn't wait too late. I'm glad I got in while I could. Why the Holy Ghost of God was a wooing on my heart, praise God. What do the people need to do? They should have just got in, praise God, lock, stock, and barrel when Jesus come and they was saying, Hosanna, glory to God, amen. They should have just got in and said, this is He.
Yeah.
Amen. The one that makes a difference. The one that takes His place. Read verse B. And so they remembered that they had done these things unto Him. They remembered, praise God, that what they had done to Him. Now, they wouldn't even think about it at the time. Have you ever thought about the way God moves in your life? The things that He does for you, the places He puts you, the things that He brings you through, the people He puts in your life. And at that time, you don't think nothing about it. You say, well, what, you know, the coincidences that happened in your life. And you look back and you realize, praise God, that wasn't coincidence, that wasn't chance, but it was God Almighty establishing His will for you. He was helping you to bring you out and to show you His way.
Amen.
Glory to God. You just shouted out, praise God, all the way to the house. Thank you, praise God, that God has demonstrated, He showed you. And they said, they come to a realization, praise God, that this is what God had done. This is what we've done to Him. He said it would be done, praise God. So this must be the one. Amen. I want to say He was the one. He was the Lord and Savior, the one that had came. The people gathered together because they had seen what happened to Lazarus. People were coming from all over the place because they saw Lazarus being resurrected from the grave, raising up from the dead. So the people come. Amen. The ones that saw. But not only ones that saw, but they were some that heard. Amen. They had heard that Jesus had raised up Lazarus, and they come to see this man Lazarus, the one that had been dead, but now was alive. There's a precept in there that the church needs to get. Amen. When your family, your friends, your community, when they truly see God in your life, amen, you who were dead in your trespasses and sin and your wickedness and your sluthfulness, and that God touches your heart, He stirs you to the depths of your soul, He brings you out shouting and appraising and giving God glory. Amen. Amen. There may be some of us here that sees it when it happens. Amen. Amen. I've seen a whole lot of you, praise God, get in. I've seen a whole lot of you get excited about the Lord. I've seen a whole lot of folks get saved right here at this old-fashioned altar. Make a commitment unto the Lord to give Him your life. Praise God. People seen it. But there's also a lot of people in the community that hear it. I mean, they hear about what's taking place in your life. They hear about what's taking place in my life and other people's life, praise God. And you know what they do? If you ain't careful, praise God, they'll come to see what's going on.
Amen.
Amen. You know, curiosity gets more people to the house of God than anything else. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost gets a hold of them when they get there. Amen. That's why it's good to go out and pass out those tracts, praise God. Just give them a little touch of the Word of God, amen. And they get their curiosity begins to work on, and next thing you know, they find their way down to the house of God where they realize that there's a Lord and a Savior. There's some people there that's recognized Him, that's accepted Him, praise God, as our Lord and Savior of their life, and He's changed them, praise God. They're not that person they used to see them to be. Amen. They begin to praise God and begin to offer up testimonies. Begin to sing songs of Zion. Amen. Some folks like us that couldn't carry a note in a bucket, praise God, we get up and try to sing for Jesus, Brother Lynn. Amen. Get up there and say, glory to God in the highest for what He's done for me. Amen. I told him, I said, you get to singing anything below right in here, praise God, I just squeal like a little girl. That's all I can do. You get down low, praise God, I can stay with you, but you go a little higher, boy, God, you lose me. Amen. But praise God, I'll do my best to hang in there and keep a digging, praise God. Just sing those songs of Zion to my Savior. Lift up His name. But they remembered what they'd done. They remembered what had taken place. The ones that come to see it, that had seen Lazarus. The ones that heard about Him. Amen. But then we see what transitions here, what we see. That offering that had never been offered before, that Jesus Christ comes to offer them. And we see that in verse 14 and 15. I want to give you this right quickly and we're done. Amen. The Bible says, and Jesus, when He had found a young ass, set thereon, as it is written, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. Amen. This is the Word of God being fulfilled right before their eyes. They realized it to it when it was too late. They realized, praise God, they had heard it, praise God. I want to say, if you heard it, praise God, you just might as well just believe it and get in while you can. So you don't have to worry about it being too late. But we see this word given over in Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, the Bible says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Amen. That's Jerusalem. Praise God. Shout! O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, pay attention, look, thy King cometh unto thee. Amen. He cometh unto thee. Praise God, when you can't get to Him, He comes to you. Amen, glory be to God. Said He is just and having salvation, praise God. He has it. He has it to give out. He has it to show, praise God. He has it to flow, amen, from Him to you to save your soul from hell. Praise the Lord. Cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation. Lowly in riding upon an ass. And look at this. And upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Amen. The Bible's telling us here something. Boy, I got a hold of this last night out in the study. I was going a total different direction. God says, no, I want you to go right here. This is the most important thing. If we can get this, praise God, we can get a hold of God and the Savior, praise God, and we can shout around till we get the glory. Amen. He said He came. Praise God, and He came, and He came riding on an ass. Now an ass speaks of peace. Amen. An ass, the donkey speaks of peace. When they come riding in on a donkey, they come riding in to show that they come in peace. Amen. Now, well, I'll wait a minute. I won't go there yet. Thank you, Lord. But we see that the Bible says, Brother Rex, that He said, I come riding on a colt. Amen. A young ass. What He was saying, praise God, people here, listen. He said, I offer to you a new peace, praise God. A peace that has never been offered before. Hey, praise, we're looking to this world for all kinds of things, but praise God, He said, I have peace to give you that you've never had before. Travail and heartache is everywhere. Hardships is all around us. But praise God, Jesus said, I come, I praise God, to offer you a new peace. Amen. Amen. Do you have peace with the Lord today? We ought to. Amen. We may have struggles and trials here. Paul did. Brother Rest so eloquently taught on that this morning, how that Paul had went through all the adversest world. Brother Charles talked about it last Sunday morning, how Paul went through all the afflictions that the flesh can put upon him. But praise God, he come out so eloquently, just praising the Lord. Why? Because he had something down in his soul. You know what'll bring you out shouting and praising God? That new peace, praise God, that God puts you, that God gives to you. He said, my peace I leave with you, a peace that you've never had before. He said, but you can have it. He said, how? By putting our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. By trusting Him, we can have that new peace. He said, well, preacher, I know what peace is. Do we? Do we even know what peace is, what true peace is? Let me tell you what true peace is. And I'm done. True peace, praise God, is when you can close your eyes at night and sleep and not have to worry about a thing. Amen. Sometimes we toss and turn on our bed, amen, because we just don't have peace. Amen. But praise God, true peace is when we shut our eyes, praise God, and put ourselves in the hand of God, say, Lord Jesus, amen, watch over me while I sleep. And we can just go to sleep and sleep like little babies. That's peace. That's what God, it's peace is when you go into the doctor and the doctor goes through your records and he goes through your x-rays and goes through your tests and you come in to see him and he said, I've got bad news. He said, you've got a terrible illness. You may not make it. Glory be God, that new peace is when God Almighty says, all right, just stand still. Praise God. I'm still God. Amen. That's peace. Praise God. God puts on your heart and says, it's going to be all right. He whispers to him and said, just remember, you're just passing through here anyway. Amen. He said, this is not your home. Amen. This is all going to go away. But praise God, he said, listen, I'm coming for you one day. I've got your name on the roll, praise God. Your name is on my list. Praise God, you've been saved and born again. Washed the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God, you've got peace in your heart. Amen. What brings that peace? Salvation. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives you that peace. Amen. When it's your time to go, praise God, you said, Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I told you, I won't stay here as long as I can. Amen. I won't stay here and live as long as I can this earth. Praise God, try to be a blessing, try to be a help, try to be an encouragement. But praise God, when my time's up, it's goodbye world. Hello, Jesus. Amen. Praise God, you should pray. That's that peace, praise God. He said, I bring new peace, peace that you've never experienced before. It represents that little ass, that colt. The foal of an ass. He said he come upon it because he offered a new peace. Not the old peace that we have in this world. Not the old peace that we have by what we can get with our hands and what we can raise and what we can make. But he said, I offer to you new peace. A fresh peace. A lively peace. A peace that'll live forever. Amen. When you're young, you think you'll live forever. I mean, Brother Bill, when you're young like me, amen, you think, well, praise God, I got lots and lots of time left. I mean, I'm just going on 56 years old. I'm just a young man. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm a young man, praise God. I got lots of time. But if I don't, praise God, I've got peace in my heart that my God has got this.
Amen.
Amen. I'm His. I put my whole, every fiber in me belongs to Him. Whatever He does with me, praise God, that's all right. He said, preacher, what if he puts you through this, puts you through that? Praise God, we'll go through it. But guess who will be with me when I get on the other side? See, that's that new peace. That's that new peace. I used to worry about that. I said, well, Lord, what am I going to do? I've got this, and I've got that, and I've got this other thing. You know, doing all this day after day, hour after hour, all this time. But praise God, I've got a peace in my soul. And God says, no matter what happens during that time, he said, you're still mine. Amen. I said, I've got a new peace in my heart, praise God, that I've never had before. I told you a story when I had that, and I had that, they put that IV in, and I've got blood veins big as railroad tracks. And that little nurse came in there, and she pecked an older nurse, and she put that IV in the side of my finger right there. And they ain't even a vein there. There's one right there and there. There ain't no veins there. And they said I had that vagal vein syndrome, something or other. I'd never even heard of that before. But they stuck that in there and it was hurting. From the time they put it in, and boy, I got to feeling funny, and I got to breaking out in the sweat. Next thing I know, it started getting dark. And I thought, oh Lord, this is it. I'm done dying or something, I have a heart attack, something's going on, and I'm going out of here. Do you know what happened? There's a peace come on me, and I said, Lord, I said, what's Teresa going to do? What's my little wife going to do? Who's going to take care of her, Lord? First thing I thought, Greg, and the Lord spoke to my heart, that peace that passes understanding. He said, praise God, the same one that's got you's got her. And praise God, they run in there in that room filled full of people. Amen. They was 10 people in that little old bitty prepping room in that over at the surgery center. And they was shooting me with this and testing me with this and raising my feet up and everything else. And praise God, in just a minute I got to coming back to myself. But that was that peace that God gave, that perfect peace that God had, that peace, praise God, that I'd never had before.
Amen.
God give it to me. And you know what? I thought, glory to God, if this is dying, ain't nothing to it. Amen. If this is dying, there's nothing to dying. But you know what's hard? Is living. Amen. What's hard is living. And what's hard is living for the Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, if we'll give Him ourselves, we'll commit ourselves to Him. Praise God. He said, I've offered you a new peace. A peace that you've never had offered to you before. And He said, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He says, I'm bringing it to you. Amen. You didn't have to run it down. You didn't have to try to find it. But Jesus said, hey, I've got a new peace. And He said, I'm bringing that new peace to where you are. And I'm going to administer it to you. Praise God. And He said, I'll give it. He said, I'm going to give it to you in so many ways. I know you'll like one of them. And man, He just starts giving that peace. That peace, that peace. And you know what? We got peace that passes understanding. I know we've got loved ones that's out there. We got children that's running stupid. Amen. Got family that's just they're just deceived and want to be deceived. But praise God, you know what? There's a peace in my heart because I just lift them up, Lord, and I say, God, they can't, but Lord, I know You can. And God, I just pray that perfect peace comes in my heart that they're going to be all right. That God is going to touch them even to the saving of their soul, and He's going to bring them out. Amen. That's that peace that Jesus come. That new peace. I'd never known that before. There's a time in my life, boy. I'm a worrier, ain't we, Tara? Amen. We're worriers. But praise God, I've learned that they's a peace giver. And we can go to Him and He gives us peace in our heart because He's a whole lot bigger than what we are.
Amen.
And that great big God that come riding in on that little bitty foal of an ass, He come riding it, bringing it into Jerusalem on that in triumph, in victory, praise God. And as He rode in there that day, He came to where they were. And He says, I'm offering you a new kind of peace, a true peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. I'll give unto you. Amen. It's the best thing you can find.
Amen.
Is the peace of God. You say, where do you get that, Pastor Jeff? I'll tell you where you get it. You get it in salvation in the Lord. When you just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me an old sinner. Forgive me my sins. Amen. Come into my heart. And you allow Him to become the Lord of your life. Praise God. What happens? What takes place? The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He becomes that new peace. That brand new peace, praise God, that settles into your heart and takes control of your life. I want to ask you this morning, do you have peace? I mean, real, real peace that you can count on today? Or is it something that you're searching and longing and grabbing after? But you just can't seem to get a hold of it.